SG Financial for your bookkeeping, accounting, and tax service needs. Call 412-742-4345. RSG Financial provides accounting and tax services for business and personal needs. Call us or email MaryJo@RiversideSalesGroup.com. Riverside Sales Group is proud to be an organization with minority ownership. Call today, 412-742-4345.
Sold tape. Champions Live is the name. Talking sports is our game. Welcome to Urban Media Today Radio. I'm your co-host, Bill Neal, along with Kevin Cameron. It is Sold Take, Champions Live sports talk show. Sold Take, Champions Live, coming to you live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's the only show in all of Western Pennsylvania. Black owned, black produced, black directed, black stars. It's all black. And the black is back, and we're glad to be back. It's Bill Neal coming to you live. Going across the nation, straighten you out on all the stuff you think you know. You can check with us if you're in doubt. We have all the information you need to have. My co-partner, partner in crime, Kevin Cameron, with me. And we got some special guys in the room tonight. I got to tell you this. Warren Wilson's back. You know, he was here a couple weeks ago. He said a bunch of stuff, none of which came to fruition. But Warren's here. McCabe, you don't know this. When I told Warren that Chuck Cooper was going to be here, he said, Neil, I got one more dunk. I got one dunk left. Let me give it to Chuck. He said, I don't think I gave Chuck one. I don't think Chuck got on the poster. So after the show, we're going to see.
I would like to see it.
Well, we have to see Warren jump off a pair of stairs to dunk now. I think word is out that you have to raise the floor because Warren can't jump no more.
So you take that, Warren. Don't sit back on this show,
well,
man.
I'm going to respect my elders, you know, and I got a little toothpick legs compared to Mr. Cooper right here. So I know.
One left.
I hope. I don't know. We'll see.
Warren Wilson joins us. As you know, he's a Penn Hills native by way of Cal State. Played some pro basketball overseas and had a great run. He's been a great person for a lot of young people in our country. He's coached and educated youngsters across the country. So we're glad to have him back. A lot of basketball conversation tonight, but real special guest tonight, Chuck Cooper Jr. Proud to have him in the studio and wearing the Celtic green as well he should, because his father, the legendary Chuck Cooper, the first black man, the first African-American to play professional basketball, and Chuck continues that legacy. So we're going to talk about all that his dad represented and all that's going on in his dad's name, and then we're going to see what Chuck got left. Chuck said he might have a jumper or two left. Well, never was much of a jumper, but was a deadly set shot. I can tell you that. He didn't have to jump. He's 6'5". He didn't have to jump
same
high.
Same thing, Chuck. Don't come in here, man, and let Bill just walk all on you, man. So, once he starts going off like that, just set him straight.
Two of my favorite people. But welcome to the show, guys. Glad to have you. Chuck, let's kick everything off with you. And I want to do this intentionally because I want to make sure we talk about some things early and we talk about some things late for those people that dibble and dabble with the show. We catch them coming and going. So the question that comes to my mind, first of all, I know you've been asked every possible question about your dad, but my first question is, how do you feel being the son of that kind of legend? What does it feel like, and how has it been growing up? I mean, it's like being the son of Muhammad Ali, the son of Hank Aaron, the son of one of the greatest athletes of all time. How does that feel, and how have you handled that in your adult life?
Thank you, Bill. It's always a pleasure to be with you. Really, it's a blessing. It's an honor. He was my role model, but I always felt some pressure. You know, not only was he the first African American drafted to the NBA, which officially broke the color line, but beyond that, he strongly believed in education, leadership, and giving back to the community. And he got his master's degree after his NBA career. So from a family perspective, we're equally proud, if not more proud, of him getting his master's degree and being a community leader and establishing himself as a leader in Pittsburgh, even beyond his NBA career. So, again, it's a blessing to not only have my father, but, you know, to come from a family with a strong mother as well. So I was blessed.
Yeah, and I remember because when I first met you guys, and this is going back, I guess you were what, maybe 12, 13?
When the Fox Chapel trips.
Yeah, when I first met you guys, your dad had just completed working for the city.
Director of Parks and Rec.
Director of Parks and Rec.
Became the first African American city department director when he was appointed by Pete Flaherty.
Yeah, yeah.
And so broke another barrier there. So
a lot of firsts.
No, he had a legacy of firsts. Became PNC, the predecessor, Pittsburgh National Bank's first urban affairs director, which today would be a diversity and inclusion type of position. So he had a legacy at first, and you know, it was an honor and a blessing to be able to continue to honor and recognize him through the Chuck Cooper Foundation.
So another question as it relates to you growing up with that legacy. So if you had a dollar for every time somebody imagined you or expected you to be the second coming of Chuck Cooper, you'd have about $1 zillion, huh?
Well, that was part of my problem, because I thought that was the path was already made, and I probably didn't work as hard as I wanted to, but basketball afforded me a college education, and I enjoyed the game, enjoyed playing up the Connie Hawkins League, afforded me a great opportunity to meet a lot of great people.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I can only imagine the times that you've had, the fun that you've had, the stories you can tell, the journeys, the trips that you and your dad shared as it relates to basketball. I mean, granted, and certainly he's recognized as a pioneer in a variety of circles, but I can only imagine the stories he told you. So, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you across the country, be mindful. If you've been under a rock for the last 45 years, 50 years, Chuck Cooper Sr., drafted by the Boston Celtics, first African-American to play professional basketball in the NBA, out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, by way of Duquesne University, certainly one of Duquesne University's Mount Rushmore's figures, if you will, and his legacy, his pioneering, his groundbreaking, the things that he accomplished, got a little bit lost for a moment. I think if memory serves me right, the city of Pittsburgh, Duquesne University, they kind of forgot the importance of Chuck Cooper and what he meant to not only pro basketball and athletics, but to people and to African Americans. So I trust that you were the person that initiated the foundation and the idea to keep his name alive. So tell us about the foundation and how that came to be.
Well, it was back in 2009. Duquesne University, PNC, his former employer, and also Tom Rooney from the famous Rooney family, approached me about doing a Chuck Cooper Classic basketball game. And at the time, I was strongly considering starting a foundation. I don't know, Bill, if you remember back in the day, but, you know, my first community service outreach was the Chuck Cooper Youth Development Association. And we had a basketball program. We used basketball as a hook to get kids involved. And they didn't know, but they had to take computer classes. They had to come in and do their homework. It wasn't just about playing basketball. But that was a very successful program that really brought a couple communities together at the time that were having some problems with gangs, Wilkinsburg, East Hills, and Homewood. And we recruited kids from all those neighborhoods. So, you know, it was 2009 and hadn't done anything for a while. When they approached me, I said, well, you know, we'll do a basketball game. But, you know, this is going to be the great opportunity to get back into the community and start the Chuck Cooper Foundation. So once they approached me, I said, yeah, we'll do it. And 2011, we founded the Chuck Cooper Foundation. In 2012, Duquesne actually dedicated the Chuck Cooper Building, which is directly across from PPG Arena. And since then, we've awarded over $200,000. We're getting close to a quarter. You see me smiling. But we're getting close to a quarter of $1 million in scholarship support that goes to some really highly deserving African-American college students to help them continue their education. But it comes with a cost. They have to continue to give back to the community. They have to be serious about their education. And they have to be willing to develop their full leadership potential in order to receive Chuck Cooper Foundation dollars.
Well, I was at one of the luncheons. I was privileged to be at one of the luncheons, and it was to perfection. As I told you the next day or so, everything was done as it should have been done. The right people, the right recognition clearly was evident by the people that were recognized and honored and awarded, and a cast of stars and celebrities and VIPs in the audience. that echoes the importance of what you're doing. So without question, you're in the right direction. And we'll come back to that in a moment. But I've got to take this opportunity to I got to get my man Kevin in, because he'll drift off on us every now and then if you ain't talking to him. You may have to nudge him every now and then.
Just wait my turn, man.
But let me just tell you this, Kev. I want you to know something. And for Warren and Chuck, this is going to be a first for both of you, because both of you have known me at least 25 years, 30 years. What's about to happen now is going to be a first. And you're going to be proud of me. You're going to be proud of me, because it takes a big man. It takes a big man to admit when he's wrong. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And I'm here to tell you, Kev, ladies and gentlemen, I'm wearing the Willie Stargell game shirt given to me by Pops while we was eating chicken wings on his living room floor in Point Breeze oh so many years ago. And anybody that knows Willie, that really knows him, knows that's true, because he was that kind of guy. He was every day as you can get. So I asked for a hat, and he used to have the stars on the hat. I asked for a hat that he had there, and he said, here. Then he went and got me the shirt. So I only bring this out on special occasion.
Okay.
So the occasion today,
which that's suspect anyway. But
No. The occasion today is this. I'm here to admit, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Cameron was right. I was wrong. The Pirates are bums. Pittsburgh Pirates are bums. Let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
This ain't easy. Let me get it all out. Like vinegar coming out my mouth, man. And they've been taking us for a ride. They win a couple games, they lose 10. They win a couple more, they lose 10. They get us excited. They had me and Major Whitehead was in here all excited, thought we had a new season. We was off and running. The Pirates are bums. I came to bury the Pirates tonight in the Willie Stargell shirt. What better farewell tribute can I give them? 9 games under and slipping fast, and now there's talk about Harrison and this person and that person getting a farewell boot. You was right about that.
Thank
too,
you,
man.
Thank you.
All right, I'm
thank
done.
You.
Now, is that enough? Is
I'm
that
calling
enough?
It.
Is that enough?
Way before it happens, just like I called the sweep in the NBA
the
finals.
The Pirates. Now, I didn't give you the latitude
during
the other stuff.
Basketball conference games. I caught that even before we knew who would be in the finals. Okay. So, thank you, Bill. I'm happy to hear you say that. And we'll talk about the Pirates more later. And, you know, I said the shirt that you're wearing is suspect as far as where you got it from. It looks like you got it from Foot Locker.
Well.
Or Dick's. Because I tell you what, Bill, and the reason that I say that is, it's just like Franco. Franco's my boy. When he gave me his jersey, one of the things I definitely asked him to sign it. You know, you don't get a shirt from a superstar without having the person sign it.
I would never.
Come on now.
I would never.
Come on.
I don't have a signed item in my possession. Not for me. I have things that were given to us for auction.
Well, most people do it, even the players. At the end of games, when you see the players exchange jerseys. They sign the jerseys. Am I right, fellas? They sign it. So by you coming in here telling us you got that shirt from Willie Stargell, I'm not sure, Bill. I'm not buying that.
And I gave you the apology. I gave you.
You did.
And now you got to go off into another direction. Just stay with.
As I said before, Bill. You know, I keep it real up in here.
While you're reminding our listening audience that you allegedly had the sweep, and I don't remember any of that, you failed to mention that you had the Pacers coming out of the East, and you failed to mention that you had Tiger Woods. See Chuck laughing? Because he knows the whole story ain't being told here. You failed to mention that you had Tiger Woods winning the Masters. But that's you just tell the good part.
I'm just right. Just
tell the story you want people
most
to hear. Don't
the
tell
time
the whole story.
I'm right.
Well, listen, while we're talking about right or wrong, It's. I'm gonna have a real hard time with this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have a harder time with this than I had with that.
Mm-hmm. And I know where you're going.
I'm a Laker man. I've been a Laker man since 1970. When Jerry West crossed half court, it wasn't even cross half court and hit that full court shot and sent a playoff game into overtime. I'm a Laker man. Now, I don't know how I'm going to handle LeBron James, who everybody knows I can't stand. I'm a LeBron James hater. How do I come to grips with LeBron James joining my Lakers team? Because I've got to cheer for the Lakers. How do I handle cheering for the Lakers? And what do I do with? Do I now have to concede and accept LeBron?
Yeah, and you know, it's official now. So let's just put it out there. So James representatives at Clutch Sports Group tweeted a photo of LeBron James signing his contract with the Lakers general manager, Rob Pelinka. So it's a done deal, okay? So you really need to find a way to accept the king, LeBron James, because I tell you what, Bill, the Lakers have not won or been to the playoffs. Let me step back. They haven't been to the playoffs in the last 5 years. So if that's not enough for you to accept bringing a king on board, I don't know what is.
Kev, what was his nickname? The king?
The king.
Bill, I'm going to tell you what surprises me. You know, Bill Neal ran one of the top basketball leagues in the country, the Connie Hawkins League. And to hear him say that he's a LeBron hater really surprises me, as much as I know you appreciate the game of basketball, because you're talking about a guy who's a three-time NBA champion, a three-time NBA Finals MVP, a four-time Most Valuable Player, a 14-time NBA All-Star Performer, and you hate this guy? You're a hater?
Well, now, I didn't say I didn't respect his talent.
Okay, I need some clarification.
I want
to hear some more.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Chuck. Now, see, Chuck, you might be able to be my co-host from now on. Because you bring up relevant stuff. See, my other co-host.
I've been telling you that from day one.
My other co-host, he wants to denigrate my apparel. He wants to talk. You know, but you bring up some relative stuff I can respond to. So, yeah, I'm a LeBron hater. Not literally, figuratively. He's the greatest player on the planet. Absolutely. Absolutely. And he has achieved all the things you mentioned. But I had a real hard time with that entitlement attitude. I didn't like that entitlement attitude leaving Cleveland, going to Miami. I didn't like
you
that.
You mean the one where he raised all the money for the Boys and Girls
Club? I
didn't
like that. Not one, not two,
thank you,
not
Chuck.
Three.
Oh, my
now, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. That one bad, one good doesn't negate the bad. If you, you know, you do, if you robbed a bank and you took some money to the Boys and Girls Club, you still robbed the bank. So, I mean, I'm saying he did that entitlement attitude that he thought he deserved. He was going to win one, two, three, four. And then when him and your boy, married to my girl, laughed at Nowinski because he had a cold. Man, that attitude, I just had a hard time with that. So I'm not a LeBron lover. I respect the man's talent. I'm not a LeBron lover. I'm now officially, ladies and gentlemen, no longer a LeBron hater. I can't hate him anymore because he's on my team. But I don't want no issues out of LeBron. I don't want LeBron going to L.A. and upsetting the apple cart. You know what I'm saying? Let's go win a couple
of times. It can't get any worse. It cannot get any worse.
I thought I could slide that in.
Not at all.
Speaking of which, word has it, there's not enough room for LeBron and Mr. Ball in L.A. What do you hear?
I mean, it's not even.
It's being suggested.
It's not even worth talking about. Are you talking about the dad or the son?
The dad.
Well, the dad could do whatever he wants to do. The Lakers just need to handle their business. Well,
there's rumor that
they may be
barring him from the facilities. So, that becomes a problem.
It might be a Tom Brady situation with his what New England did with his trainer, barred him from the sidelines. So you do what you have to do to make sure that you have control of the team and you're doing the right things to try to win a championship. That's what it's all about.
Warren, I'm feeling a little bit ill. I gave up two concessions. I've given up two admissions of being wrong. I feel a little ill. My throat's starting.
Well, see, Chuck is over here trying to give you some good knowledge. Chuck is trying to understand how you can say what you say, because he is the king of basketball, and you need to appreciate that. Now, even though he's the king of basketball, we have to understand he's in the Western Conference now.
Did you happen to see what Jose Champagne did to Chuck Cooper up in the city?
I did not.
Let's level the play
with that reaction. I need to know.
Just so you ain't buying every word that come out of Chuck Cooper's mouth. And Chuck Cooper was
enlighten us.
And Chuck Cooper was a great player. But Jose Champagne.
I don't recall that, Bill.
But Jose had his way with everybody. Yeah, so that's sure right.
So this entitlement that you talk about, Bill. Chuck Warren. I tried to tell Bill before. I say, how is that any different than Magic back in the day? Magic was basically doing the same things that LeBron James is doing. He got his coach fired, didn't he? He wanted the Lakers run a certain way. He did a lot of other things. He demanded to run the team a certain way, as I indicated before.
Championship pedigree.
That's what champions do, right? That's same right. thing with Michael Jordan. Everyone knew that was Michael Jordan's team. What did Michael Jordan do? He got rid of a coach as well, if I'm not mistaken. He demanded certain players to come on board. So what when, you know, Bill starts talking about LeBron James and entitlement, I don't think is anything different than what superstars normally do.
Give me your top five, Chuck, of all time. Give me your top five players of all time.
NBA,
all time. See, I'll get to the crux of the matter right here, right now.
Okay. You always go back to this.
I bet you LeBron ain't in his top five. Let's see.
I got to start off with.
he's laughing again.
With the Celtics, you know, a little Celtic bloodline, I got to start off with Bill Russell.
All right.
I mean, you can't argue with his championships.
Well, I can, but go ahead.
See? Okay. He'll turn on you.
We're talking about
be
it.
Be careful. He'll turn on you.
I keep things objective.
And his top five is tough because really it's hard to pick a top five. Yeah,
I used to think Bill Russell as well until I got more information, looked at the stats, and Bill Russell's stats is really
lesser than because he played
very small compared to the greats. You
play with Hall of Famers.
Instead of looking at the stats, go back and look at some highlights and see what that man used to do on that basketball court.
No question.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Very good.
You got to leave him in there.
All right.
And I got to go modern day. I got to put Michael. You got to put MJ in there.
All right. That's three.
And this is where it gets tough because you're gonna leave so many great ones out. But for the sake of argument, I'll go with LeBron. And I don't think he gets his credit, but I'll throw Kobe Bryant in there.
Okay. That's a good five. Kev, you want to repeat your five? You remember your five?
Well, I'll go with Dr. J.
Because I gave him to you.
No. Not at all. I mean, again, this is based on the information that I'm aware of. A lot of people don't realize how bad Dr. J was. Not only how bad Dr. J was
in
the NBA.
Oh, my God, you're repeating everything I said
last week. But how bad he was in the ABA.
Or repeating everything. Or pull up last week's show and see if I didn't say exactly that.
We weren't here last week.
Oh, my goodness.
Get your facts together.
Oh, my goodness. Go ahead,
get your facts together. So I have Dr. J. I have Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I have
LeBron.
Michael Jordan. I have LeBron. And I would say the fifth is probably Wilt.
The most dominant force in basketball, Wilt Chamberlain. The greatest player in basketball history, when you check the stats, no one can come close to him statistically, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar didn't lose a high school game, three-time state champion, three-time state champion MVP, had the only team in the country to beat the UCLA varsity team was UCLA freshman team, three titles there, three MVPs, six NBA championships, four MVPs, all-time leading scorer, and all the stats after score, percentages, foul shots, all that stuff, remarkable.
And who did he play for when he –
so when I got, when he, I got we got Wilt
when,
Chamberlain.
When he was drafted, who did he play for?
He came into the league and played with the Big O and then went to L.A.
Lou Alcindor. Go ahead.
All right. I got Magic Johnson, Kareem, Wilt Chamberlain, Michael Jordan, and, yes, I did educate him on how the world stood still for Dr. J. How when Dr. J was the greatest player on the planet, the world stopped turning. You guys probably don't remember when we only had three TV channels, ABC, NBC, CBS, and when Howard Cosell had Wide World of Sports on ABC, and he said, ladies and gentlemen, coming up on Saturday, a feat you've never seen before, a man suspended in air. The great Dr. J. That's the five. Hey, look, I'm not here to say anything more against LeBron. I didn't like him. You guys have players you didn't like. And to Bill Russell, a man with 11 rings who played and coached and set the standard for probably the greatest winner of all time in any sport, unless you take the swimmer. What's his name, Warren?
Michael Phelps.
Come on, Warren. That's why you're here, to help me out when I sit.
Well, everybody knew that.
Well, you know, if it's not for Phelps, maybe Bill Russell's the greatest winner of all time. It's impossible to argue. But to Kevin's points.
I don't know, Bill. To you Kevin's have point, UCLA.
In my surprise, some years ago, Bill Russell's statistic numbers, he only averaged 12 points a game, 11.9 points a game, mm-hmm. but he was the consummate team player.
And yeah. He scores much back then.
Yeah, a lot of people.
That's true, too.
A lot of people would be surprised if you look at the NBA's stats, all-time stats, where Bill Russell is when it comes to scoring and rebounds. I looked at it some time ago, but I believe it's somewhere around 60. It's way down there. Mm-hmm.
But you can't. I mean, when you look at errors like that, you can't compare stat to stat. I mean, you got to look at the totality of the game.
I agree, but you have to look at everything.
I do have to say this. I'm gonna switch one. And I love Kobe, but I got to put Magic in for Kobe. I just want to make that clear before we take a break.
Okay.
Is that a concession?
I know we're running short on time, Bill, before we break. But I want to make sure we talk about something with LeBron James and Cleveland, because I believe that the wrong person left Cleveland. And I'll tell you who that person is on the other side as far as who should have left.
All right. Well, now that sounds interesting and gives me reason to return, because I was going to leave after this, but I'll stick around and hear that. So we'll come back and hear that. We'll finish up this Laker conversation. But before we take that break, I want to take this opportunity to acknowledge, and I don't know if you guys know, the passing of Bill Varner, Bill Varner Sr. And a lot of people didn't know, Chuck, and you know, once when somebody dies in our basketball family, we make sure we get the word out. But apparently Mr. Varner passed away last week, I think Wednesday, and they had the viewing on Sunday, and he was laid to rest on Monday. But so that we're clear, not Bill Varner Jr., not the ball player who played at Notre Dame, but his father, the great Bill Varner, out of New Kensington, great basketball player in his day. His son, Billy, will tell you how much he meant to him in his game and his development. And we want to send out all of our best wishes, condolences, and love to the Varner family in the passing of Bill Varner. That being said, we'll be back after this break to try to get more understanding from Kevin about who left where and why and all that.
In your hand, you have $19.99. What could you do with that? You can fill up your gas tank, stop by a local coffee shop. You may need to add a little bit more to that. Maybe a matinee ticket to the movies. Matinee, though. What about subscribing to UrbanMediaToday.com? No, think about it. For just $19.99, you'll receive exclusive podcasts, interviews, entertainment updates, sports reports, and more. A VIP subscription to Urban Media Today is more than just a magazine subscription. It's access to the urban lifestyle. UrbanMediaToday.com is your only source for HBCU sports. Plus, you have direct access to awesome prizes like gift cards, swag, concert tickets, and your $19.99 supports another minority-owned business. That's pretty cool, right? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com right now and subscribe for just $19.99 a year. Not a month, not a week, but a year. You've always wanted to be a VIP, right? Well, here's your chance. Subscribe today for just $19.99 at UrbanMediaToday.com.